Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎又一次收听潘吉杰里告诉你，有 Open Language 为你带来的美洲美国文化脱口秀。
And this is Chris。
讲到美国文化，讲到任何文化，吃都是很重要的一个部分。
Food, my favorite.
当然现在吃货文化，这个 foodie culture 的兴起，全球的是吧 ?Global trend. 那我们今天要讲讲美国 ,not just American food. 有些人说啊美国有啥食物啊，都是 fast food, junk food 啊。我们今天要讲讲 ,maybe it proves my point, because we're going to talk about top 10Weird American food.
Which, even though this food is weird, this is very American food. I mean, it's nowhere else in the world.
很有美国的表情的，对吧？
Other places in the world do not eat this.
Weird, W-E-I-R-D. This means strange.
Strange.
而且对，就是这个怪还是不太好的，是吧？就是，
It's not good.But it is sometimes.
其中有一个东西我知道你很爱吃的啊。
You're kind of like, sloppy Joe.
对，其实我觉得今天这个十个啊，排名不分先后，因为可能大家听的都觉得很奇怪，对吧？所以既然你刚刚已经说了那个 sloppy Joe,
sloppy Joe,
先跟大家说一下，今天这十个东西就是你可能在中国没有怎么听过，更没吃过，但在美国很多东西是 household food items,
right, right,
天天大家吃的啊。Sloppy Joe, S-L-O-P-P-I-E,
Sloppy, S-L-O-P-P-Y,
P-P-Y, sorry, Joe, J-O-E, 啊，这什么东西呢？ Yeah.先解释一下 sloppy 就是这个东西乱七八糟 messy、
yeah.
我们前面之前有一个视频节目啊，叫上海话和英语的一些说 slap it together sloppy 就擦脸污、
yep.
我觉得这个脸污啊，很能形容 sloppy Joe.
It's just a it's like hamburger buns, the bread you use for hamburgerBut then it's kind of a meat sauce.
对。
So it falls out. You eat it and it goes everywhere and it's a little bit sweet.
It
but kind of delicious.
对。这个 sloppy Joe 呢
I'm hungry.
其实和 hamburger 和汉堡真的很像的，但是它的最大的一个差异就是汉堡里面那块是个牛肉饼 patty, right? Beef patty. 但是在 sloppy Joe 里面这个牛肉末我们不把它搞成一个饼，它是一堆其实有点像 spaghetti 上面 meat sauce、
yeah.
它就是那个稀烂的这个肉米，然后也是一种 some kind of tomato sauce.
It's a little bit sweet, like a tomato or red tomato sauce.
对，然后它就那样稀稀烂烂的，然后把它夹在两块汉堡的当中、
yeah.
那我自己没吃过这个东西啊，但是我想想这有点难弄，因为它不会 it's very runny, right?
Oh yeah.
The sauce is 这样
That's why it's sloppy.
就是 sloppy, 就会这样滴得乱七八糟。
Yep.
这个东西是比较在美国南方吗？有什么地域？
It's probably more common in the, a lot of these foods are more common in the south, in the southern United States, which
美国南方特别大，那个 Texas 的 size 简直就是啊、
yeah.
然后他们会有很多其实非常特有的文化
American food、yeah.
Real American、Don't mess with Texas
anything, Especially anything deep fried It always comes from the south
因为讲到 deep fried 我们接下来一个、很怪的美国食物就是这个 deep fried butter
Yes
想着油炸黄油 How do you deep fry butter?
YouTake a stick of butter and you throw it into the frying.
那它马上就 melt 就化了，所以人家美国人、yep. 南方人就想了一个办法。They put it, they encase it in some kind of a dough.
Yeah.
其实它是有一个面团的、
yep.
就是这个 butter 外面它要裹点什么这个、这个油炸粉啊什么的。所以炸了以后呢你这个面团咬下去其实就是我们说就爆浆了嘛、
yeah.
因为你炸了以后它这个 butter 就化了 right? It's a bit like chocolate lava cake I suppose
Yeah, it's the most unhealthy thing I think you can possibly eat
然后美国南方人就会告诉你你这个最好吃的 deep fried butter 就要 fry it in butter
But they do this in the south
deep
fried butter they have deep fried Coca-Cola no joke.
还有 deep fried beer, deep fried Oreo.
Deep fried Oreo. In Scotland, they have deep fried Snickers. or Mars bars.
对对对，我以前在澳洲就吃过的。
And they're actually quite good.
史力架，对吧？
Yeah.
就是美国的南方会有一些，我觉得有点像我们的庙会啊，游园会，就是到什么春天、夏天的时候，他们会有这种 deep fry contest.
Yes.
南方就是他这种游园会，他会组织很大型的。这种油炸比赛、而且你一定要 very innovative 很创新所以你觉得很奇怪的 deep fried butter deep fried Oreo 奥利奥炸一炸都是从这种就是比赛里面来的、你说 deep fried chicken oh everybody knows that everybody eats that 有啥了不起的吧我 deep fry 一个 butter 给你看看啊。好那我们再来看看第三个这个东西Salad, 你感觉是很 healthy, but it's not.
No, Jell-O salad.
Jell-O salad. 什么是 Jell-O 呢？这个东西就是我们中文应该也是个音译啊 ，transliteration 啫喱。就是你买点粉，对吧？然后搞点水，冰箱里冰一冰，然后拿出来就要果冻一样了
yep.
，wobbly.
Yep. And it has no. It's not really bad for you, but it's just not.Good for you. Either.
对，而且我觉得这 Jell-O， 因为你看它的颜色都是 very green, intense green, intense red， 里面肯定有 tons of like chemicals.
Yeah, but now they have sugar-free Jell-O that tastes、about the same. So
Jell-O 是这个 brand， 他们是最先开发出这种啫喱、这个水果啫喱冻、果冻的这个厂商啊。
Right.
Jell-O salad， 我跟大家讲一下，它就是一个什么呢？他就是买这种啫喱粉然后呢但它里面会放一些水果丁
some fruit and
或者 vegetable
some,
对吧
probably fruit and maybe some like nuts or raisins
坚果啊什么的或者葡萄干
对
然后就放到这个啫喱里面然后是很大一碗哦就像一个其实他会用那怎么形容呢反正就像一个倒扣过来的一个碗、就是像一个大的布丁这个样子的、对吧然后就是甜甜咸咸但是其实 Chris 我们亚洲也有我们有很多 you know in supermarket you have these little plastic
packets of,
对对对、布丁啊啫喱里面会有一些水果、但不像你们自己在家里面还加那么多东西
yeah,
那么大一个啊、Jell-O salad 好接下来一个就是虽然 weird 但是 Chris 很爱的、
这是我最喜欢的
reminds you of home right
it does. So, and especially so this food is called sweet potato
with
marshmallow sweet mashed sweet potatoes with marshmallow、so we always have this at Thanksgiving which is a US holiday
感恩节的时候、美国人家里都会有什么就反正得有一些 sweet potato 的食物不管是 roasted 烤的还是 pie
yep
有些人呢家里这个烤 sweet potato 烤这个地瓜甜薯的时候上面就会放一层
marshmallow、
棉花糖
that makes it strange and delicious、
对所以你看到那个呢就是这个烤盘拿出来以后它下面就是 do you mash it 就是把这个 sweet potato 要倒成泥嘛
it's mashed so it's like aYou can sometimes call it a sweet potato casserole.
Casserole
is like
就是一个烤的一个锅子里面的东西，
yeah,
对吧
？But then you, whatever it is, you just make sure to melt plenty of marshmallows on top, and then it's even sweeter. Sweet potato is already sweet, but then the marshmallow makes it sweeter.
而且这个 marshmallow 烤过以后 ，you want to get it a little bit toasty.
A little toasty,
a little bit
crispy.
对，
yeah.
就是要把 marshmallow 表面烤的有一些脆脆的，然后边缘有一些黑黑焦焦的。它是脆然后但是里面这 marshmallow 是非常黏 sticky gooey、
yes.
然后你再哇下面 sweet potato
I like sweet things though but it's a dessert it's basically like a dessert even though you eat it in the middle of the meal
你知道 marshmallow 我听过一件事以后我再也不敢吃了为什么啊但他们这种棉花糖不是我们外面说的像那个棉花质地那样脚踩一个机器搞出来他那个棉花糖就是现在外面超市买那种白白的啊、就我以前高中的时候有一个同学他说 marshmallow 这个东西啊它的体积你吃这样一块到你身体里你就有这样一块 fat 一块脂肪是一样的 mass、然后 oh my god 太恐怖了吧然后 I know it's not true
no,
probably but it 肯定就是 not good
but they're not healthy、
right?
no,
yeah
it's not healthy
就是 sugar、
yeah.
raw sugar processed sugar 好那前面看到四个怪怪的食物我们还有六个啊。第五个这个接下来要跟大家分享的也是一个 Thanksgiving
yeah this is also Thanksgiving Turducken. And this is new. This is not a traditional food. This is, in the last 10 years, I think it's become more popular.
我觉得发明出这个 Tadakan 的人是被我们中国还有俄罗斯的东西 inspired 了。我告诉他为什么。
Tadakan.
Tadakan comes from three words.
Turkey, duck, and chicken.
Tadakan.
Tadakan, yeah.
Tadakan. 所以火鸡 turkey,
Tadakan,、yeah.
duck, 鸭 chicken, 鸡。
对。
这个东西是。
You put a chicken...And you stuff it inside of a duck,、
mm.
and then you stuff that duck inside of a turkey. So it's a small bird to a bigger
a bird,
bird to a big, big bird.
就是一个鸡塞在一个鸭里，鸭鸡和鸭再塞到一个火鸡里面。Mm. 我为什么说你们是被 Chinese 和 Russian inspired 呢？因为我们中国有八宝鸭、八宝鸭的肚子里面会塞 sticky rice 呀 treasure duck right 里面会塞很多、
right.
当然你们火鸡 stuffing 也会塞然后俄罗斯 they have the 俄罗斯套娃
matryoshka、
一个大娃里面有一个小娃子在那里搞一串、
yeah.
所以我觉得这个食物也蛮有意思的
same idea yeah
这个东西其实它不 common 但是我觉得在南方也是很多人觉得这是南方的骄傲我们把这几个都套在一起。
Right, I've never tried Tadakan.
Tadakan,
yeah.、
嗯、
I always say Tadakan, but it's Tadakan.
但我觉得 it's a, you know, effective way to cook a lot of meat. 如果 if you need to feed a large group of people.
That's a lot of...
But you, 一次你烧了三个这个 poultry, 三个鸟鸡鸭都被你烧了一次。
Yeah.
那大家可以
But I think it just sounds awful to me, especially because, you know, I mean, I used to be a vegetarian, but you cook one animal inside of another animal, inside of another animal.
我跟你讲，还有我还看过、
oh, it sounds awful
Some people
to me.
Put a pigeon inside the chicken 四层，再放个
Gosh,
我们中国人再放个鹌鹑五层也可以啊。来看看第六名，又跟鸡有关，又跟啊油炸有关。
Boy.
这个是我们的全球人都很熟悉的快餐品牌 KFC Kentucky Fried Chicken、
yep.
然后他们呢这个好像也不是 part of their regular offering 是他们有一些 seasonal special、
mm. Double down.
这个 the, Kentucky,、the KFC Double
Down
Sandwich 那你想到 sandwich 一般就是两片面包或者三片面包当中有些夹的东西啊、mm-hmm.它这个 sandwich 是没有 bread 的，倒是 gluten free, I guess.
Yeah, right. It's carb light.
Carb light.
Yeah.
它没有面包，用什么来代替面包呢？
It's just meat. It's more chicken. Two pieces of fried chicken are the bun.
三块这个原味炸鸡。Original recipe 上校什么什么鸡胸然后就是当做面包用了、
嗯、
然后中间呢还有一块炸鸡然后就有 bacon 美国人最爱 bacon 嘛对吧有培根然后有啥 lettuce 菜啊 tomato mayo 这样的东西
right.
它这个it was a very successful campaign它是也是一个 marketing campaign 一个市场促销的活动、
right.
然后让大家因为你听到这个东西就哦、
oh, what
yeah what 太过分了 it's so out of the world
they've、
right?
also、
so、
got
healthy.
In the US they have、the same idea but maybe they'll have waffles instead of a bun for like a burger、so it'll be like a waffle chicken sandwich so
对对对对对
two waffles or
你刚刚讲到就是我们接下来要说的一个很奇怪的美国食物、
yeah.
fried chicken with waffle
and that's and this is still different but yeah a common in the south especially fried chicken and waffles
把它做成一个汉堡的那个属性两块华夫
but the hamburger is
华夫、嗯
yeah.
然后
use the waffle
油炸对这个其实我在上海很多的这种 American diner、啊
mm.
大家讲到美国菜啊美国食物我们不能嘲笑他说没有什么美国菜我们今天讲到其实很多的这种啊，当然快餐啊什么都是美国的影响那你经常会听到的一个词就是 diner
yes
D-I-N-E-R
yep
这个 diner 呢经常就是说里面有个唱片机
yeah
然后它有的时候甚至24小时营业在什么 gas station 旁边
It's like a fast food restaurant, but you do sit down inside to eat. You order from a waitress, but it's still very, it's quick, kind of low quality food usually.
对，但我觉得那个就是特别，其实就有点像我们兰州拉面啊什么，就是特别 all American kind of dining experience, 是吧？美国的一个 diner 啊 ，diner culture. 我们今天讲的很多食物就是 you'll find them in a diner.
Right.
特别这个 fried chicken and waffles.
Yes.
我觉得它怪就是因为它甜甜咸咸都在一起，但是。后来我一想说，哎 ，makes sense， 因为 我吃东西的时候经常就是啊，我吃了点咸的。It's not dessert time, you know, I kind of still want to eat the savory stuff. 但是我又想吃点甜的。
Right.
所以他们如果都在一个 plate 上面就很好呀。
Fried chicken and waffles.、Yeah.
这个就是很多美国可能 brunch, 礼拜天的早上到 diner 吃 brunch.
It's not even that common at all diners, but...It's especially in the South. And there's a very famous diner in Los Angeles called Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Oh, 对对对，我也听过那个。
And that's pretty much all they serve, but it's delicious. I mean, it's very greasy. It's terrible for you, but it's delicious.
而且你吃着 waffles 的时候，上面一定要浇很多很多的 syrup.
Yes.
糖浆啊。好，那我们再看一下接下来一个算是很传统的美国食物 biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy.
听到 biscuits, 我们很多学英语的，就是我们教科书 British English, 我们想到的 biscuits 是饼干 cookie.
Very different. Biscuit.
在美国这个他们饼干就叫 cookies, 对吧、甜饼干。Biscuits 是 something else.
No, it's a bread. It's,
对美国的 biscuits 好像就是。就是里面有 corn 是吧 flour 面粉然后 lots of butter、
yes.
做成一个一团一个面团有点像包子、
yeah.
但它是实心的 it doesn't have any like stuffing or
and it's not sweet、
right.
no.
it's not sweet
it's,
no
it's,
对
yeah it's not sweet
咸咸的里面有很多的黄油、
yeah.
我觉得还蛮好吃的 biscuits
they are and this gravy is also if you get it it's verystrange looking. It's white. It's like a gray or a white gravy.
Gravy 呢其实你查字典它应该就会告诉你是一种什么肉汁啊汤汁啊、
yeah.
比如要讲到 Thanksgiving, 对吧你有 turkey, 然后上面要浇一个通常 gravy 都是 brown,
yes,
棕色的、
yeah.
然后就是咸咸的然后里面还我们上海话蘸泥就是它搞了很多 starch, 然后放进去厚了吧唧的对吧然后这个 biscuits and gravy 里面的 gravy 它不是 brown, 它是像 Chris 说的 it's white.
Yeah, I never liked this as a kid because I thought it looked gross. But
gross 就很恶心的意思
Yeah, but I love it as an adult. I really like biscuits and gravy as a comfort food. Not all the time, but like every once in a while.Very good.
对你刚刚说到 comfort food 这个词特别好 comfort food 就是你想到那种妈妈的味道想家的菜
yeah,
对吧
and it's usually,
reminds you home.
And it's never very healthy. It's comfort food means it's not healthy, but it's like,I feel kind of sad. I just want to eat.
I need
I'll
butter.
I'll have my comfort food, like...Eating a big tub of ice cream could be your comfort food.
Exactly. Like, just make you feel
makes
good.
Makes you feel better
对,
for a little while.
until
you get fat.
因为曾经也有、外国人说就美国人告诉我、啊、这是他们的 comfort food. 然后他就问说对于一个中国人 comfort food 是什么然后我说我 I can't speak for all Chinese.、
嗯、
对我自己来说 comfort food 就是粥和酱菜
yeah.
Very healthy 跟你们比较、mm. 没有什么 calorie
It's a better kind of comfort food
像我们中国人到外国去哎呦几天吃不到米饭真的就上海人恨不得有碗白米饭里面泡点热水泡饭、mm. 或者就粥就每个人都会想告诉你我要吃特别清淡的东西、mm. 对我们来说是 comfort food、mm. 啊，文化差异好那今天第九个怪怪的美国食物我觉得这和那 biscuits gravy 有一点像也不能说像就是像一个粥一样 grits
yeah I don't even know how to describe grits
你觉得是不是有点像 congee porridge
it's kind of like a congee porridge yeah but we eat it with a lot of butter
是一种燕麦 oatmeal、
salt.
对吧、
yeah.
oatmeal 然后你是
it's a little different than oatmeal but it's
就反正它是很厚的但是呢又有一点水
yeah
然后上面你说要就里面要和很多的黄油进去、
mm, yep.
还要放一点盐
yep,
对吧
yep,
yep. 嗯，那诶刚刚讲到那 biscuits and gravy 那 gravy 是什么做的、
oh, I have no idea
maybe now it's just all chemicals
yeah
honest,
maybe、
right?
it's probably not very healthy
然后
it can't
cream
be healthy,
have、
yeah.
double cream
lots of cream something with it's a milk based it's a cream based
对对对
gravy, so.
好Grits, biscuits and gravy. 反正 这两样东西特别特别的美国。
Yes, especially in the
South.
Biscuits and gravy, grits, very Southern.
第十个我觉得就是这个美国食物这个 food industry.
Yes, definitely processed.
对就是食品工业代表。
Does not occur naturally.
这个东西叫
Baconaise.
Baconaise.、
Yeah.
And it combines two words. Bacon
and mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, 美乃滋啊。Baconese 是什么呢？就是也是一种酱，它就是差不多和美乃滋差不多的，但是它是有培根风味、培根口味的美乃滋酱。
The height of American laziness. You can't even put bacon bits on your sandwich. You have to have bacon-flavored mayonnaise.
对 ，baconese 这个东西就是近几年被发明的。It's a new invention.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
但很多人说，哎呦，这个 it's so obvious, 这一个福音。How did it take so long to invent it?
To discover baconese.
Baconese 就是一个带有培根风味的美乃滋酱啊，最后我要说一下，就是其实，在我们亚洲的美乃滋很甜，但是美国的美乃滋其实它是偏酸的，是吧 ？I'm sure in China you bought the mayonnaise. It's very sweet.
It's a little sweet.
In the States, 叫 Kraft 卡夫美乃滋，它就是 more tart,
tart,
yeah, 比较酸一点啊。后来 Chris 说，哦，这 baconese reminds you of another thing.
Yeah, cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz.你来跟我们讲讲这是什么？是 cheese 吗
？It is no, it's not cheese, but it tastes a little bit like cheese. Very American, you know, a French person would never say this is cheese. This is not cheese, but it's a very processed.
也是一种酱，对吧 ？It's like
it's kind
of comes in a tube.
It comes in a tube, and you usually melt it, so you can use this for nachos. You can maybe put it on a sandwich, but
对对对
you use this as an easy to melt.Cheese, it's like a cheese sauce.
对，像一个酱，然后像一个牙膏一管挤出来的这种，
yep.
还有一个像棍子一样的小孩 lunchbox 里面就那样咬着吃，
right.
是吧？
Right.
反正就是大家可以总结出来，美国人喜欢的这种食物都是这种 kind of slop it together 这种烂
terrible.
但是。哎 ，once in a while it's okay, right? Comfort food.
Yeah.
嗯，好啦，希望大家喜欢我们今天的节目。在很多 American diner 或者你现在在美国生活或者留学的朋友可能吃过这些啊。那我们今天的节目就到这儿，然后要学习更多的职场英语、日常生活英语课，大家可以下载 Open Language App 或者去我们的网站看一下。那潘吉杰尼这个节目就是告诉大家一些，我觉得真的是可能在中国比较难了解到真正美国的生活、美国的社会、美国的文化啊。但是你如果要更加 focus 的就是学英语呢，我们的这个课程一句中文都没有啊，都是英语。但是中文呢，我们有文字的解释，你可以去看。我觉得也是非常便于使用，而且能坚持下去的一个学习方法。而且还有特别的优惠，就是你购买一年产品、一年课程的时候，输入优惠码 GAOSUNI， 告诉你的拼音，买一年的课程只要629块，有将近500课，每周还有更新。I hope you guys enjoy today's show, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye bye.